the medical innovation and discovery, if you want to go to the very end of it, BIRS for short. So my name is Robert Moody, and I'm going to be your host for this afternoon's session. So really, this is just a terrific moment for all of us who've been involved with this project, and just amazing to see this crowd of people here today, all of you. Thank you so much for coming. I think you're going to hear lots today about the vision for BIRS and the leaders who brought this vision to reality. There are actually really two sides to this reality. First of all, there's the physical facility, which is of BIRS, in which we'll operate. And I think most of you will have seen some of it already, and I hope all of you will see all of it. We have the lecture complex in Max Bell, where a lot of meetings are being held this morning. And then we have our dwelling area, Corbett Hall, still redolent with the smells of fresh paint and new carpets and unresponsive door locks and all those interesting problems of opening a building. Really, it just has been opened. The renovations on it were just completed basically yesterday. So, but less conspicuous, and I suppose at the heart of this venture, is our scientific program. And really, we owe thanks, first of all, to the wonderfully enthusiastic response of the mathematical sciences community to this venture. In the form of over 200 applications for our programs here for 2003 and 2004. And then there's been the tremendous efforts of the Scientific Advisory Board and the Steering Committee to actually go through all these proposals, get good comments on them, and finally make selections to cover fairly all the mathematical sciences. And then hidden away behind all of that has been our scientific coordinator in Vancouver, who for over a year now has been dealing with organizers and participants for the 2003 activities. Over 1,700 people will come to BIRS this year, and probably the same number next year. So it really is a huge number of people involved, and that's a really amazing job that was going on behind the scenes. And so after all the excitement of this weekend, we're going to have 2 weeks of more time to actually get BIRS ready to go for these programs, and then we'll be running 40 programs this year, each with at least 40 people involved in it. And they'll be all running 5 days per week, plus other events, focus research groups, and research and teams. So it really is going to be lots of activity. And in the end, what's our aim? Well, I think the aim of BIRS, as has always been, and I think it will be successful in being, is to provide an inspiring and welcoming haven for creative research interaction. And I think well, you know, just looking at the scenery around here, that is inspiring, and I hope that that inspiration turns into creative creative spirit. Well, it seems fitting to start our opening ceremonies today with a taste of what it's all about, that is communication and discovery in mathematical sciences, and so we're really fortunate to have with us three very fine speakers. In fact, I have an enormous admiration for people who are willing to make the effort to bridge, make this bridge between the sciences and the general public. It's a very difficult thing to do. It's not that there's no hunger out there for it. I mean, people are really fascinated by the world of science and technology, which is so much a part of their lives. But it really takes a special talent for people to be able to put across ideas to a general public, people who haven't had a chance to think hard about the ideas involved. And not only that, it takes a lot of work to prepare talks, and it takes a lot of commitment. So I'm really grateful that our speakers, James Heckman, Donald Sari, and Jay Ingram, have agreed to be with us today. It really is a terrific thing of them to do. Each is a distinguished personality. Each has made great contributions to science and society. So to introduce our first speaker, I would like to call upon Ivar Eklund. But before he jumps up here, I would like to take this opportunity to welcome Ivar into our Canadian mathematical community. Ivar has just taken up a senior Canada research chair at UBC in mathematics. He's had a remarkable career, both as a mathematician or mathematical economist and as a senior administrator, including his presidency of the Université Paris-Dauphine. So at this point, I would like to call on Ivar to introduce Professor Heckman. Thank you. Thank you.